Okay, what have we got?
A big handful of... what is it? C3. There's a timer. It's set to go off in about 6 minutes.
Christ. Rune, get the hell out. He's nailed me in.
A pause for a moment. Was he sighing? When he spoke, his voice was soothing as a Valium.
Okay, we're going to get through this just fine. Listen up, okay?
What do I do?
Tell me about it.
Rune told him what Hathaway had said about the bomb. It seemed he whistled when she explained it, but that may have just been static. 5 minutes.
How big is the room?
Maybe 20 by 15? A pause.
All right, here's the deal. You get far enough away and cover yourself up with mattresses or cushions, you'll probably live.
But he said it'll make me deaf and blind. There was silence.
Yeah, he said. It may.
4 minutes, 20 seconds.
The thing is, you try to disarm it yourself and it goes. It'll kill you.
Sam, I'm going to do it. How? Tell me how. He was hesitating. Finally, he said,
don't pull the detonator out of the explosive. There's a pressure switch in it. You'll have to bypass the shunt and cut the battery cord. You need enough electricity to keep the galvanometer fooled into thinking the cord isn't cut.
I don't know what that means.
Listen carefully. Look at the bomb. There'll be a little box near the battery.
It's gray. I see it.
With two metal posts on it.
Right.
Healy said, you have to run a piece of wire that's very narrow gauge.
What's gauge? She was crying.
Sorry. I mean it's got to be real thin. Run a piece from one lead of that box to the main terminal connecting the battery to the cable. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you cut the wires to the timer.
3 minutes, 30. Okay, she said.
Find a piece of wire. Strip the insulation off and wrap one strand, not all of them, just one strand, around the terminal of the gray box and then the other around the terminal on the timer. Then cut the other wires from the timer.
Okay, I'll do it. She stared at the plastic components, picturing it.
Healy said, remember, you can't override the rocker switch, so don't move the bomb itself.
Through her tears, she said, they're called IEDs, Sam, not bombs.
The helicopter's on its way. There'll be county police meeting the ferry in Bayshore, and we'll send one out to Fair Harbor.
Oh, Sam, should I just hide under the mattress? He paused. The static rose up like a storm between them. Then he said,
believe in what isn't as if it were until it becomes.
2 minutes. I'll see you soon, Sam. Rune yanked the wires from the phone, then, with her teeth, stripped the insulation off one of them, the white wire, and wound one strand around the two terminals, the way Healy had told her. 90 seconds. Now cut through the battery cables. She bent to the bomb, smelled the oily scent of the explosive just inches from her face, and took one of the black wires in her teeth. She began chewing. Tears fell on the plastic. It was thicker than she thought. 50 seconds. A tooth chipped and she felt an electric jolt of pain and surprise. Her breath hissed inward. 40. 30. The wire snapped. No time for the other one. Had he said to do both of them? She thought he had. Shit. She backed away from the bomb, pulled the mattress and springs off the bed and lay down on the floor in the corner the way Hathaway had told her. Blind and deaf. 30. 29. 28. 27. She prayed. To a god she hoped was a lot different from the one the Sword of Jesus claimed as theirs. 14. 13. 11. Rune tucked her head against her chest.